On the campaign trail, President-elect Barack Obama promised to boost education spending, and the man he chose to oversee that effort is Arne Duncan, the nominee to be Secretary of Education. Duncan has his Senate confirmation hearing today, where he can expect questions about the No Child Left Behind law. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, many educators believe more spending is required to make that law work.
Even President Bush's detractors agree that No Child Left Behind was a big deal.
I think this is the most significant reform of education policy since the 1960s.
That's Democratic Congressman George Miller, chair of the House Education Committee. He says No Child Left Behind did shine a light on the terrible achievement levels in some schools. But that law was passed during the administration's first year. Since then, Miller says the Bush education policy has been one of
neglect, just outright neglect.
Neglect because funding to implement the law fell well short of expectations. Meanwhile, the pressure to improve test scores at failing schools is mounting. School principals like Karen Andrews of Madrona Elementary in Seattle say the law offers her all stick and no carrot.
We moved a huge percentage of kids from level one, which is far below standard, to level two, which is approaching standard. You get no credit for something like that under this law.
Andrews says more money could fund programs that could move those kids forward faster.
We'd be able to keep kids for a longer period of time. We would be able to do more with parents.
Many members of Congress agree more money is needed. So does President-elect Obama. So where's the hang-up? Well, there's the colossal, ever-growing budget deficit, of course, but there's something else. Congressman George Miller says Congress will want something in exchange for that extra funding.
And when you're then asking the Congress to put money forth for the act, they want to participate in writing the law as they see fit.
Miller has tried to rewrite the law before. He faced resistance from many, such as outgoing Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings. She still favors leaving No Child Left Behind alone to letting Congress mess it up.
Certainly that's a better place to be than any old reauthorization, which could be worrisome.
And the new administration may not want to start off its first term with a huge fight over a controversial education law. That's why Katie Haycock of the Education Trust think tank says that
we're much more likely to reauthorize the law in 2010 than we are in this year.
Much may depend on the approach of the new Secretary of Education. Much as Margaret Spellings tried to fight off changes to the law, Arne Duncan could change the terms of the debate and push it to the front of the agenda. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.